Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Mr. Randy Brothers, owner of Elite Roofing and founder of the Roofing Academy, a consulting firm and online virtual training curriculum that specializes in helping roofing business owners succeed. You gotta love this. And Mr. Brothers, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. This is an awesome opportunity. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
And you're certainly welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you as well, especially on the Roofing Academy. So for starters, tell us, Mr. Brothers, how does one systemize their sales process to increase conversion rates? Who wouldn't want to know more about that kind of information?
Well, I don't want to sound too simple, but having a system, okay, something that you can use as like a step one, step two, step three process that you can not only use to train people as you bring and develop and hire and develop people, you train them on this process, but you can also use that process to practice and to increase their skill level and their abilities. So just having a system that you can use and duplicate and repeat, that's step one. That is so vital to kind of developing a really good sales process within any organization.
I like the sounds of that, and simplicity is certainly always important. Now, what are some tips to drive business growth for one's in-house service company?
Well, I think the number one thing that kind of goes underserved is on the front end. I think we need to do a much better job of hiring and onboarding people. You know, a lot of companies they think all they got to do to grow is just hire more salespeople, throw them out in the field, and they'll grow, right? Which in on paper, with the numbers, it seems like that makes a lot of sense. But we have found that if you spend a lot more time on the front end, picking the right person and then putting them into training, you're not only growing, but you're actually growing at a rate that is comfortable to where you can grow your production and grow your system and grow your customer experience along the same side you're growing your sales. And I think that's kind of the ultimate formula, if you will, to grow a trades business. Is obviously you've got to have lots of sales, but I think the key is you got to do a really good job of hiring and bringing on the right person, because nothing hurts a business more than when you have to, you know, when turnover happens, right? So do everything you can to minimize and eliminate turnover, and your business will just grow organically, and it'll kind of compound itself as well.
Yeah, most helpful information there. Thanks for that. Now, what are some lessons employers can use to improve their recruiting methods and attract superstars, which is certainly always what the HR folks are looking for?
Here's a really cool trick that I've learned, and I share with others as much as I can. And you kind of want to reverse engineer the hiring process. What I mean by that is you want to actually create the position or the role and figure out what those key attributes, the human attributes are, before you even start interviewing and hiring people. And how you reverse engineer that is you find somebody that's really good at that role that you're trying to fulfill, whether it's within your own organization or another organization that is similar. Interview those people that are really good at that role that you're trying to fill and figure out what makes them tick. Figure out what makes them motivated, what gets them up, and what makes them excited to go to their job and do their job. Figure out what kind of natural skill sets they have and use that as a baseline to create the position you're looking for. And then what you're going to want to do is ask questions during the interview that fit within that position that you've already pre-created, if that makes sense.
It certainly does. Appreciate the details so far. Today we're speaking with Mr. Randy Brothers, owner of Elite Roofing and founder of the Roofing Academy, a consulting firm and online virtual training curriculum that specializes in helping roofing business owners succeed, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Brothers, continuing on, and if you could share some tips for developing a great company culture that works together to achieve common goals, that would be great.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of a misconception. I think people think that they can just create a culture with people that they already have, and just kind of try to create a culture that fits whatever they kind of values or whatever they want it to do. But I'm of the notion that a culture isn't created; it's actually hired. And what I mean by that is, as you're bringing people on, you want to be looking for people that fit the ideal culture that you're trying to have as a business. That makes sense. So a lot of business owners, you know, whether you like it or not, you are the culture. Now, your personality, your likes, your interests, your motivations, the things that you're into, you know, that tends to kind of help stimulate and become part of your business culture. So you want to be looking for people that fit and that you can mesh with really well with some of those things. And kind of the rule of thumb that I use is culture is hired, not trained, or not taught, if you will. So you want to be thinking, hey, if I want to have a fun, joking, laughing type of a culture, great. Make sure you're hiring people that are funny, that enjoy comedy, that have maybe bubbly type personalities. You know, if you want more of a rigid, you know, get work done, make it happen, but also, you know, enjoy some your time outside of work as well. Hire people that fit that culture that you're trying to achieve within your own business.
Also, if you would, how does one exponentially increase a company's online reviews? That is always an important factor in the digital age for sure.
There's a handful of different ways. We have a pretty robust referral program. We try to turn every customer into a referral partner, if you will. So we have a program in which if they refer someone to us, they can earn points. And in doing so, they're also prompted to leave us reviews. So if they want to redeem their points and earn prizes, they're prompted to leave an honest review. And we get a lot of really good reviews that way. At no point are we saying, hey, go leave a 5-star review. But we get a lot of really great reviews by just asking and having a little bit of a type of a program built around it. But I don't want to like undersell maybe it's too simple, but you got to ask. So there's a lot of software out there that you can use either text messaging or email messaging that has links directly to online reviews. And if you have a regular automated system where every customer that you service, you send them an automation that says, hey, thank you so much for you know, using us and for your business. Would you mind go ahead and leaving us an online review? I've taken the liberty of leaving a link here. All it is, it can take you 5 minutes. Here's the link. Click right here and leave us a review. You got to ask.
Most definitely and always important to ask. If you don't ask, you don't receive, right? Good stuff. Really good information shared here today. I can't thank you enough for sharing your expertise here today with the listening audience. If listeners wanted to get more information on the Roofing Academy or Elite Roofing, where's the best place online to get further details?
Absolutely. The quickest, easiest way is both our websites. So the roofing company is called Elite Roofing. And our website is elite-roofs.com. And then you can also find the Roofing Academy at theroofingacademy.com. And we have a lot of social media. So it doesn't matter what platform you're on, you can look us up, search us in whatever search bar it is, search for the Roofing Academy or for the Elite Roofing, and you'll find us. We're very, very active, releasing new content all of the time. And if you want to get good ideas of what some cool new features and things are with websites, we're always updating and always looking for the coolest, latest, greatest technology. So it's also a great resource. If you're trying to look to update your website as well, by all means, use what we've already done.
Sounds good to me. And again, thanks for joining us here on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you so much for having me.
And it was certainly our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Randy Brothers, owner of Elite Roofing and founder of the Roofing Academy, a consulting firm and online virtual training curriculum that specializes in helping roofing business owners succeed. And for further details, simply visit theroofingacademy.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.